Better butter.
Better butter.
Better butter.
Shut up.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mariah.
Hello.
It feels like forever.
Well, it's been forever.
It's been forever. 2 months, right?
Longer than that, right?
December to January.
Only two?
Because we finished up before Christmas, right?
It feels like six.
Yeah, like a week before Christmas, a week or two before Christmas.
Yep.
Huh. Well, welcome back to Tramps, Girls, and Ballerinas.
Yep.
Yes.
Amanda and Catherine.
Thanks for being patient with us.
What's weird is we're still getting listens.
Are
from
we?
Around. Yeah. Yeah, we're still, and I get like notifications like, hey, you got, 15 views on Facebook. And I'm like, how? From who?
Well, but maybe it just takes a while.
There might be a couple people out there. Blanche, if you touch that.
All right. So.
What are we doing?
Well,
what's this episode? What did we decide? Is this a book episode?
It can be.
I mean, our first episode back.
How about we do like every other?
Book, non-book.
Yeah.
Okay. So right. Book. What book do we want to do first?
Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, perfect. Alice in Wonderland. The actual good book.
This is the book that we were going to start with.
Yeah.
Like a year and a half ago?
A year and a half ago, yeah.
Because that's when I started reading it.
That's when I was going to actually buy the book. No, I did buy the book. I still have it somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then read it. And I think on break, I read like two pages and I was like,
I can't do this.
I don't know if I can make it. And then we found audiobooks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I can do it. Now I can participate.
Yeah. So, okay. It's been a while and it's been a long time since we did like our previous format. Mm-hmm. With the questions and the thing of that. So I don't know. What do we want to do here?
I have some background.
Do we want to say who we are?
We said we're Tramps, Ghosts, and Ballerinas. And then we said hi to Mariah.
Wait, we did. So everybody knows who Mariah is. And, it's the Ellens.
The Ellens. I'm one of the Ellens.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know, you know.
I'm the younger Ellen. Yep. But I have some background stuff.
Yeah, let's...
Yeah.
What do we know about Lewis Carroll?
Lewis Carroll, actually Charles Ludwig Dodgson.
Mm-hmm. That's his real name.
That's his real name.
I see why you changed it.
Yeah.
No, he wrote under
that's his pen name.
Yeah, his pseudonym.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, Lewis Carroll is his pseudonym?
Yeah. Yes. But he was born January 27th, 1832, and he died 1898, January 14th, 1898.
Did you do the math?
Not for him. I did for the other book.
Okay. Hang on.
I think he was like 73, 65?
73 sounds right, but hold on.
Give me the dates again.
1832 and 1898.
Let Mariah do it.
66.
66. Okay.
Well, that's pretty young.
I think The Wind in the Willows, Kenneth Graham, was like 73. I think that's what I saw.
Yes, that would be.
So better known by his pen name, Lewis Carroll.
Do we know why he had a pseudonym?
No, I didn't see anything as to why.
Because he was a mathematics professor.
I did see that. Oh, that's
and
why.
And he thought that his college would like frown upon him writing a children's book. Can I go on?
Yeah.
Because
none of this.
Okay. So what I found was that he, during this time in
England.
In the world, basically the 18th century, I believe it was, 19th century. Books for kids were not like for anything playful or to do anything like that.
It wasn't seen as look what I did.
Nope.
It's more like shh.
It was all to teach a lesson. So like they're all to teach something, right?
Yeah.
And so there's actually a word for it and it's called didaic, I think.
Okay.
And this is one of the first books. Here, I wrote it down. Mid-century children's books were geared less didactic. There it is. Didactic and more towards imagination and empathy with the reader. So this is one of the first books, as is the next book we read, that starts to move away from teaching something. And it's just purely imaginational.
Sure.
It's surely just for the pleasure of books.
And the other one that I saw was that this was one of the first classified as literary nonsense.
Yeah. Yep.
And what is literary nonsense, you ask?
Yeah. Well, tell us.
So, yeah. I Googled it.
So, yeah, on the same thing.
Educate us.
Yeah. The gold on your big fancy book is blinding me.
Oh, I'm
sorry. I saw that and I was like, What's that? I was like, what's that from?
I was messing with Blanche when you were gone with my drink.
No wonder she was crying.
She wasn't. She was enjoying herself.
She was. And then Thronson was like, don't break anything. Yeah. I was like, might be something over there. I'm sorry. I blinded you.
It's okay. Guess what I broke earlier today? So me and Chris are doing our Valentine's Day today, which essentially we're doing that thing where you've seen it on TikTok where the couples go to the store and then they buy, what's your favorite drink? What's your favorite snack? And then they buy for the other person.
Yeah.
Because it's just supposed to be silly fun, whatever.
Yeah.
So he's probably not listening. I got him, he likes the tonic, the flower tonic stuff from Target. It's in the glass bottles and you mix it with like gin or whatever. Yeah. It's like lavender tonic or whatever the hell it is.
Okay.
So that's where you get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I got a case of that and it was in my car and I brought it in today and I dropped the bag. It somehow slid on my hand. Two bottles.
No.
Gone.
Oh,
just
no.
Shattered. And I was like,
son of a bitch.
So I got a couple bottles left and I was like, I broke half your present. So.
Oh, damn.
It's fine. But just speaking of breaking
you
things,
should just. The next time you guys do something like this, you should, like, have you seen those videos where you're like, my favorite, was that me?
I don't know. It might have been me, but go ahead.
My favorite color is purple.
Yeah.
And he has to buy all things purple.
Oh, that would be fun and hard. Then,
kind of, yeah. Because,
yeah, it would be tricky. One of them was, you buy something in their favorite color. And so I was like, well, his favorite color is lime green. And all I could find was a purse and a crop top. And I'm like, that doesn't really work.
No, like, you could do Mountain Dew. Sour Skittles. Like the packaging has to be that
she's
color.
So much better at this than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, well, next time we do this, I'm gonna be like, Mariah, what should I get? Here's the list.
I'll shop with you there for you go. Chris.
Yeah. Any hoozle. Back to literary nonsense.
Yeah. What is literary nonsense?
Literary.
Well, I think on the same tone as what
it says. It's a broad categorization of literature that balances elements that make sense with some that do not, with the effect of subverting language conventions or logical reasoning. Even though the most well-known form of literary nonsense is nonsense verse, the genre is present in many forms of literature.
Mm-hmm.
So,
100% describes this book.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be
fun.
Silly.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I do have that Alice in Wonderland, the book, has never been out of print.
No.
So it's been printed since...
Continuously print.
18... No, whatever.
Hold on. I wrote it down when it was published.
1871.
Yep. Ah. Well, 1865.
Oh, well, okay. The second one was 1871.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense because, Ellen, you were just telling me that you got a special copy book. I have an exclusive.
I have that same one. You have that pink.
Yeah. So... makes sense that it keeps getting reprinted.
Yeah, so it's never been out of print and has been translated and has been translated into 174 languages.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like legacy covers adaptations for screen, radio, art, ballet, opera, musicals, theme parks, board games, and video games. And then he published a sequel that 1871 for Through the Looking Glass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a shortened version for young children, The Nursery Alice in 1890.
Wow.
Do you want some fun facts on Lewis Carroll?
Yes.
They're not really fun.
They're not very fun.
No, I literally Googled fun facts on Lewis Carroll, and I came up, and this is what it said. It said, Carroll suffered from chronic migraines, epilepsy, stammering, partial deafness, and ADHD.
And? He was a kind of a renowned photographer, but his favorite subjects were...
Little girls?
In some state of undress.
Okay, because I was starting to read a thing about how he got... to this book, what inspired him.
Alice.
And, yeah, it was him and some other guy.
What I read was that he went on this boat ride with these siblings, with this guy, and they begged him to tell a story, and so he made the story up of Alice, who he did favor, which, again, reads pedophile, but...
4-year-old girl.
Yeah, so then they went on another trip, and then they expanded on the story. So it's just... It's just a nonsensical.
So the main character in Alice in Wonderland is based off of a little girl he knew
named Alice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. And then I do have, because it was 1865 or whenever the hell this book was written, I have one pop culture.
What was it?
It was when Lincoln was assassinated. Well, literally, I typed in 1865 pop culture and came up with a thing with all the things that happened in 1865. And it was like the Battle of whatever, the Battle of whatever, the Confederation, blah, 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 and all like, these battles. And I'm like, I'm like, I don't. And then I scrolled down. It was April 14th or 15th. Lincoln was assassinated. I'm like, oh, well, that's about as close as we're going to get to pop culture.
Yeah.
For 1865.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
the background.
That's the background.
As well as we can go.
As much as we know.
Yep.
There was just this funny bird that just went flying back behind your head.
Oh, it didn't go in the window, did it?
No.
Okay, good.
I think that would scare the shit out of you.
Probably.
It was a little guy.
All right.
So, well, what did we think?
Let me find my notes.
I didn't hate it, actually.
I didn't either.
I hated it for a while.
Yeah, it really took you a while to get through it.
It did. I hated it up until the point they were at the Mad Hatter's. And actually, the croquet, when they got with the queen.
Yeah.
Then I was like, okay.
I'm on board.
I get it. Because all the growing and the shrinking and the growing and the shrinking and the crying and the blah, 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 blah. I was like,
It was like she took three steps forward, one giant leap backwards. Like, yeah.
Okay, Mariah, read off some of your notes, because I know, overall, what was your thought? Like, hate it, love it, mid, what was your feelings towards it at the end?
I was mid to love. Mm. Like, hate, mid, love. I was like a six, mid to love.
So like ones I hate it, tens I love it. You were a six?
Yeah.
Really? I thought you were like a two. Because I think you talked me mid reading it and you were like not about
it. I think it was just I felt like this book was everywhere.
Which and I think is now that you know
now
that's part
I
of
know
the
background. Like this was just pure fun, silliness.
Not a drug induced thing like a lot of people think. Go ahead.
What did you and I Google?
So there is actually Alice in Wonderland syndrome.
Okay.
And it's where you feel like your size is off. It's about
like body dysmorphia?
Yeah.
Like that?
Kind of.
Here, I'll Google it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were like, what's so great? We were Googling it. What's so great about Alice in Wonderland? Because we were both in the I hate this book.
Yeah.
And boom, it was like Alice in Wonderland syndrome. I'm like, click on that.
I've never heard of that. I don't know what that means. Were you okay.
So Alice in Wonderland syndrome, AIWS, describes a set of symptoms with alteration of body image.
Okay.
An alteration of vision perception is found in that way that the size of body parts or sizes of external objects are perceived incorrectly.
Okay, so like a body dysmorphia then.
A little bit.
In a way. So what, do they have an example?
It says most common perceptions are at night. Typical migraine, temporal lobe epilepsy, brain tumors.
Huh.
Virus infections are causes of Alice in Wonderland syndrome.
Some of those he had.
Interesting.
No proven effective treatment.
But like, is that where like at night, which is weird that it's at night, but I get that, I guess, kind of. If at night I was like, my feet are too small for my body. Is it like that?
Or like my feet are so big, they must be giant.
The whole room is my feet.
Yeah.
The person observes sizes of body parts of the body wrongly. More often than not, the head and hand seem disproportionate, and in general, the person perceives growth of various parts rather than a reduction in their size.
Which is funny, because in the movie, which sucks, I don't like it, the movie that Tim Burton did.
The cartoon.
The live action one.
Oh, with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, with Johnny Depp, and then they made the queen's head, you know,
bigger. Yep.
Huge. Well, that's how it is. That's interesting.
But that's how it is in my pictures.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Obviously, well, pictures. I was an audiobook.
Yeah. Yeah.
The wood carvings that he did. Is it the OG pictures? Mm.
Yeah.
Because the guy who illustrated it did like 42 different like wood carvings and then prints, you know, with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting. 42.
So I would say that most men have Alice in Wonderland syndrome.
At least for one part of their body.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. That's why none of us women know how to measure. We've been lied to our whole lives.
I was going to try and find a photo here for
me. Yeah, me too. Of the queen.
Where's that queen?
So, I Well, here. She's here when she's with a duchess.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Huh. Those are cool pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if all 42 that he did are in the book, or if he did extras that didn't make it, and if they did, what did those look like? That'd be kind of interesting.
I think my book has it.
All of them. I mean, that's... I feel like 42 would be equivalent to what you would want in a book like that.
Yeah.
Probably.
So...
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Okay, what about you guys? If you had to rate it, what would you rate it?
10 being I loved it, 1 being I hated it. I'd put it at like a... I want to listen to it again, but of the books we've done, let me clarify it.
Okay.
I'd put it like a 8, maybe.
Okay, give 7, somebody... 8. So for reference, what would be a 9 or 10?
Well, a 10 would be like Coraline.
Okay.
I think that's probably why it was kind of weird, whereas like some of the books that we do are very like... in my mind, boring.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Like another book that we're going to do next episode.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now, you'll hear it. I thought that one was very boring, whereas this one had, it was just kind of weird. So it was like, what the f*** is going on?
It kept your interest.
Yeah. It was like, what the f*** is going on, but in a good way.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I guess. So I don't know. I dug it. Plus I like, because I looked up some of the pictures or the illustrations online. Yeah. I liked those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't hate it. And also because I've seen the movie, the Disney cartoon, the older one, I feel like it followed that. Pretty shot for shot was with
pretty
the book,
spot on,
which I like because then I could visualize some things.
So that was
fun for me.
Awesome.
So I did read this one little or part of this article. I didn't read the whole thing. That she's up on your picture frame,
Blanche, honey. I know the blades. She's got to get to the blades.
They're gone. No, Blanche, pay attention. They're gone.
I know, honey.
This whoever wrote this article, I think not long ago, they were using the Tim Burton version to do it, and they were diving because he must not have followed the book because unless he combined this and Alice or the Looking Glass through the Looking Glass one, I don't know. I've never seen it.
No, they are separate.
No, I know they're separate here, but in his book or in his movie, the Tim Burton one, did he combine?
If it's with Johnny Depp, they're two different movies.
Yeah, they did two different. I don't know if he took pieces from one and another. I don't know, but he did do two movies.
Mm-hmm. Because I was like, what are the themes of this? And there wasn't really much.
Mm-hmm.
Except for this one article said she... It was on feminism because of the letters that her dad would be encouraging her to do this. Like, her dad was never in this, like,
right?
So as soon as I read that, I was like, shut this one off, because that's not the one I read. So
what did you think of the book?
What'd you rate it?
I mean, my rating would be probably 5.
Okay.
5. And if I had to rate the first up until she runs into the Queen of Hearts, it would have probably been like a 3.
Oh, I was thinking lower than that.
Yeah. So
here's the thing, I think, with this book for me is that it's a classic, right?
Yeah.
Classic.
Which is why I wanted to.
You wanted to love it.
I did want to love it.
Well, I think I'm the opposite, because a lot of the classics or some of the classics we've done, I'm like, oh my God, this sucks. Like, yeah. I hate it. Great for the time. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Now? No.
Yeah.
This is the first classic, quote unquote classic.
Where you were like,
where I'm like, this is better, especially for 1865.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus 2024. Like, that's so long. That's a big difference. Let's see the differences. Did you have some notes, Mariah?
I did. I thought it was really interesting that the author began this book basically with her falling down the hole. Like, I didn't feel like there was any buildup.
Nope.
To this, like, boom, major, she's fallen down in a hole under a tree.
She followed the rabbit down the hole.
Yeah.
Whereas in the Disney movie, it's like the sister's reading a book and she's making a daisy chain and she falls asleep and then... Well, we don't know she falls asleep. She just sees the...
Yeah, we don't know that until the very end.
This book is 159 years old.
Holy mackerel.
Right. Also, I looked up if he was on drugs during this, and it said that there is no evidence that he was doing drugs.
That's what...
But the syndrome or whatever, with all his... That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he... There's no record of him.
Yeah. Which doesn't mean he didn't, but...
Yeah.
It's not a...
Doesn't kind of feel like he did. But anyways, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, what other notes
you
got?
So, oh, by the way, look at this cool page. Do you have this cool page? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute.
It was very hard to read.
It was really hard to read.
Those were some small letters for my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Your Cadillac eyes.
It's a mouse tail.
Yeah.
So, okay, go on.
I don't know. I think I also struggled with just grammar isn't the right word, but it's like the structure of a story. I felt like there were a lot of run-on sentences. My brain couldn't comprehend. Like, yep. I feel like I needed to space or pause.
And I think it was written purposely like that.
Yeah. Because knowing now when it was written.
And the nonsensical that, that it's categorized
it as that. It makes 100 more sense.
Right. Because you're basing it off of other books that you've read.
Yeah.
Where you're like.
The times I'm reading right
this
now.
This doesn't fit in what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Right. Because, I mean, that's what we do. We use based our, our experiences, right?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, well, I guess once I started, once she got to be doing something besides
growing and
growing
shrinking
and shrinking
and crying.
Like, God.
Well, the, and the other thing, that did go on for a long time because, like, in the movie, it's like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
She, like, grows and she shrinks and blah, and then she cries and the doorknob's like, go through, and then he, like, sucks her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And none of that happened.
No,
that
didn't happen. No. Because there was, I was, like, doing the dishes listening, and I'm like, did we already do this?
Mm-hmm. Nope. We're just doing it again.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I can see why it's a classic, though. I mean, I can see why it's 100 and how long?
159 years old.
Because it's...
still holds up.
It still holds up.
Somebody
it's still
could write this
silly,
today,
and it's
be...
still, you know, imagine... I mean, it's pretty imaginative. It's creative. It's, you know, to take the deck of cards and make...
People out of them,
mm-hmm. you know, which was kind of funny because
the croquet.
I liked all the cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked the croquet scene.
Yeah.
Or describe part of the book.
Describe the croquet scene.
The soldiers were
cards.
The arches. Yeah. The soldiers slash deck of cards.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Were the arches that you would hit the ball through. Okay. And then the ball was live hedgehogs.
And the clubs were flamingos.
The mallets were live flamingos. So. Yeah. I thought that was pretty imaginative.
Yeah. It was. And, I mean, one thing, if you notice, Alice, as the story goes, she gets more confident and brave. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't think so, basically.
She spoke her mind.
Yeah, which was, if you... I mean, I started reading this, of course, like you, well over a year ago. And I did not go back and restart it because I was like... and, but... You know, at the beginning, she was all, there was a lot of self-doubt. I must be this person because I would know that, you know, I shouldn't be this dumb. But then as she's like, no,
actually.
And then how she started out like talking to, was it the mouse or something or the birds that she's like, well, my cat eats birds and like. You know, when she meets the little family.
Oh, yep.
And she's like, and she just kept getting smarter and smarter in how she.
Is that the part where she wanted to say about them being pets, but then she didn't because she was like, oh no, they're going to be really mad if I say they're pets.
Yep. One of those. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of, that's a thing that, you know, kind of grew as she, you know, figured shit out and. Whatever. I don't know. I don't need to read this book again.
No, me either.
I don't either. I mean, I would read Through the Looking Glass. I mean, I would finish
your book.
I would finish our book.
Yeah.
I would listen to this book again. I would not read it.
Who was the narrator? Man or woman?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
So.
Oh, I mean,
which is odd because it was so incredibly English.
Here, should we listen to a little
bit? Yeah, give us a little
taste.
Snippet.
Let me get out of Wind in the Willows. I mean,
well, we can say it.
Yeah, I mean, as if it's a secret.
It's not a secret.
No, it's not. Okay.
If they don't know how we record by now, they'll make the...
Wait, hang on. Let me get to a chapter. I'm just in the opening credits.
For a minute or two, she stood looking at the house and wondering what to do next, when suddenly a footman in livery came running out of the wood. She considered him to be a footman.
I actually don't know if I would have liked that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I mean, I love her as an actress.
I mean, her voice is good, but...
Versus what I had to listen to for Wind in the Willows.
door. There was chivying of weasels that fainted on the floor when the toad.
Yeah, that was
he saying? Oh, that must have been during one of the songs.
Bitter end.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the bitter end.
There's a lot other Englishmen I'd rather listen to.
Yeah,
read.
I think like, they could have picked somebody
Jude
better.
Jude Law,
or
Idris Elba.
Yep, or what's his name? Henry Cavill.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tom Hardy.
Any of them would have been better.
I think there's a lot that could be better, but I've definitely listened to worse narrators.
So 100%
I
was like,
I'm okay with this. Yeah. This is good. I'll take it.
At least it was clean and concise.
Yeah.
Verbiage versus
The
Wind and the Willows. I felt like it all meshed together.
Well, I kind of have a hard time with accents. And it's actually a thing, like it's either a dyslexic thing or an ADHD thing where you have a tough time with accents. Because like if we watch a show that's the people are British or anything else other than American, I have to have subtitles on.
Yeah.
Or I can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Kelly always is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Or like Peaky Blinders because they're Irish and British and there are lots of like mumbling Irish accents. And I'm like, I have no idea what they're saying. One word.
I watch TV with subtitles.
We do too because Chris
100% of the time.
I don't know. But yeah, we do too. But like before I met Chris, I was like, I need a subtitle on if I'm going to watch something that's British because I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
Never.
Like when we went to Ireland, and our tire blew and the guy came to fix it and he got out of the car and he started talking and he was talking real fast and I was looking at him and Kelly and I was like, I don't know what he's trying to say. Like he's trying to talk to us, but I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Couldn't understand.
I bet he probably thought you were from around the area.
I don't think so.
No?
Because I talked to him on the phone and still on the phone. I was like, Kelly, what is he saying?
Okay. Did we have a favorite character?
No.
I like the cards.
You like the cards?
I just like all the cards. I don't
know. I mean, the queen was so like...
The queen was fun, too.
On with her hand.
Just very
and then,
dramatic.
Yeah, and
which
then
was like every other word she said.
And then the king would be like, you're all pardoned.
Yeah.
Whisper.
Yeah.
Side note, like...
Because she would forget.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What other notes you got? Or who is your favorite character, Mira?
Not Alice.
Nope. No, I kind of liked the Cheshire Cat.
Oh yeah.
And I kind of liked the caterpillar.
Oh yeah, smoking the hookah.
Yeah. I remember as a kid watching this movie and thinking that caterpillar was kind of scary.
Oh, he was 100% scary in the movie as kids.
Yeah.
Have you seen
the Disney one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just remember thinking like. First of all, I never knew what a hookah was or smoking. And I'm just like, I remember like the colored smoke circles that would come out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I thought he was scary when I was a kid. But.
I thought because there's a point in the movie where he kind of yells at Alice. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, bah! As a child, you know, because it's very sensitive.
Yeah.
Still am. but so I always thought he was mean.
Yeah.
And that kind of scared
100%
and that
scared me.
Now as an adult, I'm like, look at you.
Yeah.
But I do like the cat too.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen the Cheshire Cat a little bit more.
Yeah. Yep, mm-hmm. I would agree.
Was in the movie Alice has a little kitten, Dinah.
Yep.
Was she in the book? Did I miss it or she just wasn't in it?
Well, she was not was talked about. She is not present.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like when she's in this one area after she swims out of her tears and all the other
all that other
the
crap.
Birds and the other shit come around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she does talk about Dinah.
Okay. Because I thought I remembered
not
it, but
in
okay.
She's not an active member of
it. She wasn't a super active member in the movie, but she was in it and she was cute.
She reminds me of Blanche.
Yeah.
She was not in it. There were a couple of quotes that I kind of dig.
Yeah.
I mean, and there was lots of quotes that I think our culture that have just come through, and now one of them escapes me, but it says when there is, I think she was, this is when she's at the Mad Hatter's tea party, and she goes, the sentence starts off with, really, now you ask me, said Alice, very much confused. I don't think. Then you shouldn't talk, said the Hatter. So that's one of my favorite little lines. And the other one is, so remember with the Duchess, I think it was the Duchess, she kept saying, everything's immoral. The moral of that story. She goes, maybe this was just for me, it says, Everything's got a moral, if only you can find it. And then she squeezed herself closer to Alice's side as she spoke. So, I don't know. I just kind of dug that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's all I had.
Oh, I had... Blanche? I had two... Oh! Hey, psycho.
Oh, she's scratching herself with her lampshade.
Anyway, I liked the one... Let's see. She generally gave herself very good advice, though she very seldom followed it.
Yeah.
I thought that one was good.
Yep. Almost sounds like Carrie Bradshaw could say that.
Yep. And then I liked the, it's no use going back to yesterday because I was a different person then.
That was good.
That was a good one.
Yep. Again, I mean, that could be Carrie Bradshaw.
Could be.
And so I sat there thinking about Mr. Big and said, there's no sense going back to yesterday because I was a different person then.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Could be. Yep. Hi, what do you want?
I wrote down a favorite quote, but I can't seem to find it on the page that I wrote it. So,
well, what is it?
No, I can't share it with you because I...
Oh, you wrote a page
number. Oh, I wrote a page number, but now I'm just like, I don't remember. Oh. It's fine. So, I don't know. The only other thing I had was finish the book and am having the thoughts of, what did I just read?
Well, now we know.
Yeah.
So
nothing. No.
You read.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing and everything all at the same time.
Yeah. And it said.
That's kind of.
Yeah.
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 One of the quotes by somebody who re-illustrated the book for a republication said, he goes, this was one of the only books that's purely child-centered book, and only for the purpose, and the only purpose was to give the child pleasure. So there's no sense.
I do like
no
that,
meaning
that there's nothing other than just silly.
What it's, do you think from a child? Okay, let's think about this from a child's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think in this book would have been their favorite part, or that they would have grasped onto, or thought was
probably
funny? Playing croquet with the flamingos.
That and the changing of the sizes and how because she could easily eat something
and then. Whew,
yeah,
yeah, that probably.
Okay.
Do you have any pills in your purse?
Like Advil?
Yeah. If I can get up. I just figured instead of disturbing all our cords, I'm getting a headache right behind my eye and down my nose.
Mm.
It's not a migraine, so that's good, but that's all right. I'll get some when we're done with this.
She digs. I don't know.
Hang on.
It's like Mary Poppins'
her bag.
Her satchel.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I thought I had an Advil container.
Okay, that's all right. I'll get some when we're done with this episode.
Again. Got loads of lotion if you need it.
I'm okay.
Yeah, so...
You could put your lotion in the basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Use the lotion or get the hose.
Mm-hmm. It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this some...
Sons of Lambs, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So you understand the reference now because you've seen it.
So, I don't know. Like I said,
wouldn't read it again.
I don't know that I need to read it again. I really, honestly, I wished that I had loved it.
Yeah.
Same. I really did.
Same.
Because in like all the bookstagrams and all the other shit, everybody's just like,
Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland.
Yep. They're really digging it. And, and I just didn't. It was fine. Like, it was fine. I'm glad I read it. I don't know that I would read it again unless maybe I was reading it to a child. Maybe that would be better.
Oh, I could see that.
You know, that
100%.
That might be better. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we could read The Looking Glass.
The road.
Not next.
No, down the road.
So
let's take a pause from
this.
So I was looking at the... illustrator of the book.
Yeah.
John, Sir John Tennell.
Yep.
T-E-N-N-I-E-L. Tennell.
Yep.
He's got some cool shit for his artworks.
Did he do any other books?
So Sir John Tennell, he died at 93 years old.
Jeez.
Was an English illustrator, graphic humorist, and political cartoonist. Mm-hmm. Prominent in the second half of the 19th century. And he went to the Royal Academy of Arts in London. And was knighted for artistic achievements in 1893, the first such honor ever bestowed on an illustrator or cartoonist.
Wow.
And he has got a majestic mustache.
Yeah, he does. Look at
you
that.
See that far away? Yep,
handlebar.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Did Lewis Carroll write any other books? Off of anyone's head here.
He did. I feel like any I that we up, know. No, nothing. Nothing that I read was
recognizable.
Anything that I recognized, okay. But
I'll Google it. Quick.
So he did 1, 2, 3, 4. He did 12 books. He illustrated
the guy you're talking about,
John Tennell. Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, I would be willing to read or look at one of the other books just because it's. I feel like the artwork is partly what made the book so popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
I would agree with that.
And I feel like that's why it's still very popular today.
So he wrote, actually quite a few. The Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, which is this, Through the Looking Glass. Then he wrote Jabberwocky.
Okay.
Yep, I see. Okay, I remember seeing that one.
And he wrote The Hunting of the Snark, The Walrus and the Carpenter, You Are Old, Father William, Sylvia and Bruno, then came The Game of Logic.
Like,
so yeah, he did.
Like, without shit like that, I don't think the book would have been as popular.
Right.
So I feel like his artwork is part, or John Tennell's artwork in this book is partly why it's still popular now.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the illustrations,
I don't think it would have held as much. I don't think it would have had as much impact without mm-hmm. the illustrations.
Mm-hmm. It would have left a lot to the imagination for a person reading this.
And I feel like a lot of people, especially then, maybe wouldn't have been able
to create it. To picture it.
So they needed something to.
Yeah.
Because if you look at even like Tim Burton's stuff. Not the Alice in Wonderland stuff, but his own stuff is mm-hmm. very similar, mm-hmm. I guess, in like the vibe
mm-hmm.
to his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of that like weird, surrealist, creepy vibe that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Different than, I guess, most stuff, mm-hmm. especially for 1865 or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
So, anywho.
Well.
What anything else we got else?
On? So we know it's not a drug trip.
Yep.
Much. I mean, a lot of people think it is, but it's not that we can come up with.
I wonder if the artist was on drugs.
Could be. Opium was legal then.
Oh, true. That's also, I didn't think about that. What was legal then versus what is
illegal now.
Illegal now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, I don't need to revisit it. I don't think. I don't think that I will be.
It's a beautiful book
it to is. Have it's on gonna, your shelf. It's going to look nice on my shelf.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on this?
Do we want to rate it? Or like what would we spend?
Oh, what would I?
I think we should keep with that.
Yeah, I do like that. I'm just thinking of what.
So, okay. But before we do that, like, don't you think that people who are voice actors...
Mm-hmm.
want to say for someone who, like Scarlett Johansson, who is making millions on the film,
mm-hmm.
like, stay in your lane.
Oh, for sure. I feel like that's
I'd
a big...
Be like,
I feel like there's a big... See, I don't know if... I don't know if it's different for reading audiobooks versus, like, actual cartoons. Because when like, Disney or whoever makes a cartoon...
Yeah, that's
and they get
different.
And they get an actor who's a big name and you can recognize their voice. It's like, well, you're not playing this character. You're just... being this person getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Versus a voice actor who can change their voice and this is what they do for a living.
Oh, yeah, they're just reading, like...
Just doing...
They're doing just things they're just for being, Audible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you
know,
exactly.
And reading books for the...
So is... And I don't know, because I don't know anybody who's a voice actor. Are actors who read books in the way of them getting jobs?
Why would
when these actors are already making billions million? Of dollars?
Yeah.
I know for cartoons, it's a big thing, like having actors like The Rock in Moana versus you could have gotten a voice actor for that.
Well, mm-hmm. except for, I mean, Tim Allen and mm-hmm. Tom Hanks. They, mm-hmm. I mean, like everybody's played.
No, I know.
All the way down to Angela Lansbury is the teapot in the original Beauty and the Beast.
Right. So again, is that.
But is that needed more because there's action and they do need somebody who...
can read a script and be able to
put with themselves, just their words.
Yeah.
Whereas they don't necessarily do, I guess I haven't listened to a book. Do they like get really animated?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
This one, she didn't. But there, I can't remember what one I listened to where they were very, he was doing voices and all the thing. And it, I feel like it was an actor, but I can't remember who it was.
Mm. I remember when I listened to Matilda.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't remember.
She was the actress that played in The House with the Clocks on Its Walls. Played the...
Emma Thompson.
Cate Blanchett?
Cate Blanchett, I think, was the...
Yeah. She's a good, though... I feel like maybe that's part of it, too.
I think is it like, depends on the actor or
because
actress.
There are actors who are really good actors, voice, all the stuff. Do you need assistance there, miss? And there are actors who are just... They got a name, and so now they're doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, right. They're the next hot thing, and they're doing a movie or whatever.
Yeah. Whereas if you look at, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy, and they have Bradley Cooper doing the raccoon, and you wouldn't ever be able to tell that it was Bradley Cooper.
100%.
Ever.
Yeah.
Because he can do a voice.
Or Vince Diesel is Groot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. But at the same time, if you look at, like, cartoons like The Simpsons, I don't think any of them were really well known, and they all do completely different voices than their actual voice for all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
But like, imagine if they had like gotten whoever was the hot actor in 1988 to to be, and it's like, well, now it's just this guy, instead of this character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I do tend to like it more when I don't know who the narrator is.
I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
Can you decide? Blanche.
She doesn't know what she wants.
Oh, I'm getting a headache behind my nose, though. Let's wrap this up so I have some pills.
I bought my book for $15. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. It's pink and gold lettering. I probably would spend...
You'd spend that again.
I probably would. I was thinking like $12.
Mm. Mine,
$15 just seems like over the top.
Just a bit, a touch too much?
A touch too much.
Mine is purple. Really pretty. And
hardcover
and silver foiled and beautiful. I love it. I
colored
think I probably,
illustrations.
Yeah, I think I probably was in the mid-20s and I'd spend that 100% again for this.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I bought the same book that you have, Mariah, for $15. And then I bought it again on Audible for $17.
So you paid a total of?
Too much.
Yeah.
I would buy it, like if I were going to buy an actual book... If it had all the illustrations, the original illustrations, not like the republished one,
colored,
I'd spend $15 on it it had cool artwork. I wouldn't buy the audiobook again, though.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't either.
Like, if there was a different narrator, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But, I was just thinking that.
But I wouldn't, like, buy that again.
Yeah.
But for the cool pictures, I'd do $15.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Easy $15. So, okay, so follow us on Tramps Ghost Ballerinas at Instagram and Facebook. And
and
that's it.
And we're happy to be back.
Yeah, we are happy to be back. So.
And stay tuned for more episodes.
More episodes.
Okay. All right. We are out of here.
Okay, bye.
Bye.